Hello, friends. This is the voice memo version, since apparently some of you guys are auditory learners. So let's get started. August 22nd, the time I walked home in a monsoon. Well, it wasn't today, but I was reminded of that day today. Today, August 22nd, 2019, would have marked a 3-year anniversary of moving to Toronto, but instead I'm celebrating my first day of work in Japan. To be more specific, the countryside of Japan, where my workplace only has one Western toilet, the humidity is 85% on a daily basis, and it takes a solid 8-hour workday to apply for a bank card. How did I get here? A long story for another time. Excuse the dramatic vibes today, but we are talking nostalgic monsoon memories over here. I can give you the rundown from the minute the wheels hit tarmac at Haneda Airport. Jokes. That story is still too long. You already know if you let me talk too long, you'll end up with 17 and a half stories you didn't ask for. So, how did I get here? From Tokyo to Toyoka. Click here for the too long didn't read. You'll be missing out, but, you know, it ain't my loss. Jokes, this is a voice memo. There ain't no too long didn't read, so listen up, motherfuckers. After 3 days of being known as a sick girl at orientation and no one knowing what the bottom half of my face looked like, my guide Yuki-san, san is a suffix added to people's names so that you sound like a polite motherfucker, escorted me from the Keio Plaza Hotel in Tokyo to Shinjuku Station, where I had my first Ekiben. Eki means train, and ben is short for bento, so train station bento box. Onto the bullet train to Kobe and to the Hyogo Board of Education office, where I was passed on to the head of the BOE and prefectural advisor for a quick orientation. When I say quick, I mean they condensed 2 days of information into 1 hour, and then I was passed on to two English-speaking coworkers from my school who drove 3 hours through the countryside to take me to my new place in Toka. I'll dub him Brock and Eddie. I can't be name-dropping for privacy reasons, and also Japanese names are hella long. So, fake names, you guys can follow along. You welcome! On the low, though, this is more for my benefit, so I can memorize 60 new coworkers' names. Haha, send help. You'll notice that the Japanese do a lot of passing on for any duty. Well, I'll just sum it up with this. It took me 8 hours to just apply for the bank card, which included 2 trips to City Hall, 3 trips to the bank, 3 times back home, and twice to school. Luckily, it's a really small town to drive around in, and my chauffeur for the day, Ono, didn't mind helping me fill out forms over a conveyor belt sushi lunch. At this point, my ID and passport had passed through so many hands, I give him a month before the whole town knows there's a new gaijin in town, which means foreigner, but the proper word is gaikokujin. And after finishing my day and leaving with otsukaresama deshita, which means please excuse me for leaving before you, thank you for your hard work, my neighbor and fellow teacher kindly gave me a ride back home. And here's where you should look at the pictures in the post, because they are interesting and not words. So I did a bit of life contemplation over what I learned on my first day as I stared out the window from my futon depression session. My school only has one Western toilet on the other side of the school, in the student wing. The humidity in Toyoka is at least 80% on any given day of the year. I'd have to borrow Mike's bike. I'm calling him Mike because his name has Ike in it. But side story, if anyone remembers Mike on a bike in London, Ontario, you know, drop me a comment. I saved that dude's life once, almost. Haha. And cycle through said humidity for 30 minutes to get to work. Also, my house is at least 30 years old, consistently smells like barn, and only has AC in one room but spiders in every corner. This East Vancouver princess was ready to get on the next flight out. Yeah, dramatic, I know, but they don't call me princess for nothing. But I forced myself off the tatami mats in pursuit of acquiring a towel and a hairdryer for my depression shower, and also dinner because sustenance is important. Buckling on my fanny pack and heading off for an adventure stroll, I managed to make it in time before they closed, and I secured the goods with my limited Japanese and Gugoru Sensei. Then I stopped at Sushi Roll, which is a conveyor belt family-style sushi restaurant, where I had 6 plates of fresh AF sashimi and dessert for a spicy 842 yen, which is around $8 or $9. But it wasn't until it started raining while I was walking back home to the soundtrack of my favorite Studio Ghibli movies that I was reminded of all the good things that come with moving by yourself to a foreign country. So, that time I walked home in a monsoon. Singapore 2016, the first time I moved to a foreign country by myself, a place where a freak rainstorm can drop for 2 hours at any given point. When I say freak rainstorm, I mean buckets pouring so hard, ponds overflow. I got lucky finishing my $4 Hainan chicken noodle lunch at the dorm hawker before it started downpouring. I tried running. I tried using the trees for shelter, but as the pellets started soaking into my socks, I just stopped and let 'em. Great Ape Me would have been so proud I finally got to live out the quote, "Don't wait for the storm to pass, go dance in the rain." And it's a weird thing remembering a thought, but I remember thinking, fuck yes, free shower. And also that if this isn't the kind of thing I moved across the world to experience, I don't know what is. And I guess today just reminded me to keep dancing in the rain. So thank you, monsoon. So how did I get here? In Toyoka, the beautiful countryside of Japan. Because I wanted it, and I got it, and now I gotta enjoy it. Every squat toilet, every 100 yen plate of sushi, and every spider in my 9,300 yen rent a month tatami house minute of it. So the too long didn't read was that if you feel sad after you move to a new country by yourself, just go for a walk, preferably in the rain, and let the moment take you and literally soak it all in. That's all for today, folks.